Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Dodgers down 5-4. They were up. They were down 2-0. Then they were up 4-2. Then it was 4-4, 5-4. Now they're losing 5-4. Bottom of the 8-2 out. Freddie Freeman is up right now. And Mookie Betts just drilled one. It was like literally, you know, a couple of feet away from being a home run, and it would have taken the lead. And it would have been good for our props, and it would have been good for everything. But right now it's 5-4 right now after 8. So we're going to the top of the ninth inning. 5-4 for the Chicago White Sox. I wouldn't dismiss the Dodgers coming back still, but the run line is definitely in peril right now. All right, so it's been a wild week of Major League Baseball, actually. We've got Ian Cameron kicking it with us. We'll get into some football, CFL, USFL football. Hockey is now done. Not really fully. You do have the AHL if you want to bet on that. And we have been betting on that. But just to set the stage, of course, the U.S. Open is here. It's at the Los Angeles Country Club. It's the first ever time it's been held at the Los Angeles Country Club. And it's a very prestigious course. Like, they, you know, they all are. But this is like, it's not easy to play here. They have very, very limited membership. You know, like we were talking about Riviera. Riviera is like another one of those L.A. Courses. But like Riviera is more open. You know what I mean? Like Brandon Lang, two for the money, was a caddy there. And that's how he met, like, that's how he got the movie made. You know what I mean? Like, you know, actors and bands and musicians, whatever. There's more, this other one's like exclusive as hell type thing. You got to be the president. You know, the stars play at Riviera, the presidents and the CEOs play over at this place. So it's really crazy that they have a 80-yard par 3 here. You never think an 80-yard par 3 in a U.S. Open, and like you'd be like, really? It's a pitch and putt. Yeah, that's like Top Golf type stuff, you know? It's like, really? All right, I can do that. 80 yards, like, I tell you what, I'd take a shot at the 80-yarder. But they're scared of the 80-yarder. Like, supposedly this par 3 can kill you. Ricky Fowler was talking about you better lay up on it, otherwise you get a big trouble on this thing. Like, if you get aggressive and try for the stick, it could end poorly, but we're going to play that prop. Will there be a hole in one at some point? It's minus, you know, it's like minus 134. What I like about the hole in one prop is at some point, somebody's going to stick this thing at 80 yards. Yeah, it's intimidating and all that, but come on, right? You got the best golfers in the world. Someone's going to drill one. And what I like about a hole in one prop is, yeah, you can get specific and take somebody to get better hole in one. It pays a hell of a lot of money, but at this prop, it could be anybody. And you got 4 days. So you got 4 days of every time somebody goes through that hole, you can win your bet. And I like our chances. We talked about it a lot on the TV show earlier in this week. That's just sort of a fun prop that you can get involved with. And the good thing, we got Ian Cameron with us. The good thing, Babano, about that prop bet is it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to worry about whether a guy is doing well, whether he's doing poorly. And you're alive for the bet from the first shot of the tournament to the last shot of the tournament, right? It could be anybody in 4 days. That's why, as Dave Sharapan, who was an odds maker, who was behind the window, said, it's a very popular bet. Will there be a hole-in-one in these majors? But it's more fascinating now because you got an 80-yard par 3 here in L.A.
Yeah, that's a 290-yard par 3 hole is unheard of. It's wild. And I was just thinking of that. It's like, how is this going to play out this weekend in Los Angeles? It's fascinating.
No one's getting the hole in one there.
How many times do you see a guy that gets a hole in one, by the way, shoot a 78 plus 8, and yet he'll have a hole in one? It happens all the time.
Often. Yeah. It's usually not the top guy that does it. All right, hold on. Here we go. Let's roll. It's level two. This is Sports Ridge. We got Ian Cameron kicking with us. We'll bring him back in momentarily. We also have Josh Emmett. That's right, UFC featherweight. Josh Emmett is going to be part of the main event on June the 24th. I got to be honest, too. I was like, man, I thought it was this week, but it's UFC fight night this week. Man, we're just coming off. We're still recovering from UFC 289. But yeah, Josh Emmett's going to step up and in and kick it with us tonight. We've had Josh on in the past. Good to catch up with him. He's part of the main event. Big time fight. They're trying to get him killed, to be honest. he's older and he's fighting a dude that's younger. He's undefeated. And they're trying to say to the young guy, all right, go beat this guy who's like really tough and been around a while. And Josh knows it. Everybody knows it. Anybody who's been around the sport knows it. But that's why it makes it an intriguing fight, man. We've seen that. Right, it's almost like the Ultimate Fighter now, right? The prospects versus guys that have been around before, and we're seeing guys that have been around before oftentimes get the better of the prospects, man. We've seen a lot of prospects fall. Josh Emmett will join us in level three. We look forward to that. Ian Cameron will step back up and in. I guess it's time to shift gears. We'll get into the USFL, and as it took Babano and Cam and everybody to... took them like 40 minutes to go over all their golf picks. Right? It's going to take us like, I think, a full segment to explain the USFL playoff scenario for this week. But what I can tell you, and we talked about this earlier in the week, actually, I think it was on Sunday, whatever, we talked about the USFL recapping the week. Everybody is still alive in the USFL. So it's a clean handicap, right? It's just point blank. Like if you look at a game and there's not one team that doesn't want to win or need to win, even Birmingham, right? Birmingham lose and New Orleans win. They don't win a division, right? So, and there's a lot at stake for everybody here, and we'll get into that. We got week two of the CFL. And we'll get into why the CFL is harder to handicap than the XFL or the USFL, because it's a better league. The better the league is, the harder the handicap is. That's what people don't understand that don't bet on these secondary leagues. This is sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Or want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Don't leave yet. We're not done. UFC's Josh Emmett's going to step up and in. UFC Jacksonville. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, June 24th. Home of Brent Beard, actually. And in fact, I know Josh Emmett was looking for places to eat in Jacksonville. He said, he always likes to check places out. So I asked Brent Beard, I said, let us know what you recommend for Josh Emmett. And Brent has not gotten back to us yet, but we will definitely pass that message along. And as I stated, we've had a lot of UFC fighters on. We used to all the time, but we've had again, and we'll continue to. It's good to have them on. Listen, there's a card every week, right? And especially in the summertime, the UFC is really going to take center stage with their International Fight Week, and the July card in Vegas is always off the hook. So Ian Cameron kicking with us and a Vancouver card was lit this past weekend. Ian Cameron kicking with us right now. Okay, Babano on Twitter. So we're talking about the USFL, Babano. We'll get into the CFL, but let's start off with the USFL. This was really felt like a fast year. And, you know, that was a fast 10 weeks, man. The XFL went fast, but I don't know. Like, it didn't. I think because the USFL came in when the XFL was sort of at the end, and it was like the NBA playoff. A lot of stuff was going on. But nevertheless, man, time flies. That's why everyone, college football will be here before we know it. So we got three more weeks of play here. We have this week in the USFL. We have the playoff games, and then we got the championship games. And the playoffs are at the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And one of them is in Birmingham, the semifinal. The other one's in Canton, and the championship game's in Canton. So before we get to point spreads, we'll get Babano's picks. These are the scenarios this week for the final week of play. Everybody is still alive for something. Everybody is playing for something. Philadelphia Stars and the Michigan Panthers. The loser is eliminated from the playoffs. That's how big this game is. If Philadelphia wins, the Stars clinch the division title. If Michigan wins, the Panthers clinch a playoff berth. New Jersey-Pittsburgh winner will clinch playoff spot. Also, winner clinches North Division title if Philadelphia loses. New Jersey-Pittsburgh loser is eliminated. All right, as far as the South is concerned, Birmingham will clinch South Division title with win or New Orleans loss. New Orleans will clinch South Division with win and Birmingham loss. New Orleans will clinch a playoff spot with a win. If Houston beats New Orleans and Memphis beats Birmingham, three teams, New Orleans, Memphis, and Houston, will finish 6-4 and 3-3 in a division and go to tiebreakers for a second playoff spot. So everyone's going to be playing hard this week, Babano. In the USFL, and I've looked at the card, and I actually like it. You know, we've seen enough of this league right now. The games count this week. It's for real, and I like the card, but I'll throw it to you first. We'll start off with Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern time. The New Jersey Generals are laying 3.5 points to the Pittsburgh Maulers. Total is 40.5. What's your opinion on the Maulers and the Generals?
I don't think I've bet the Pittsburgh Maulers at all this year, and yet I think I'm going to be on them here. To me, I can't justify laying 3.5 in a must-win game for both teams on a neutral field with New Jersey. And I know they finally won last week, and they were actually up big against Philadelphia, and they kind of fell asleep, but also give Philadelphia credit. They battled right till the end and made it a really close finish. But they got Philly's C-minus game. Philadelphia just was not sharp. And credit to New Jersey for taking advantage of it. But the one thing I've been seeing all year from New Jersey is failure to play great 2 weeks in a row. And you got to lay 3.5 with them. And I'll say this about Pittsburgh. That was much better in their win against Michigan last week. They finally started to move the ball. They got a quick early touchdown for a team that struggled to put points on the board all season long. That's a positive. Their defense played pretty well. You know, in a game that where both teams are coming to play because they both need it, I'm okay with taking plus 3.5 with the dog there.
All right, Babano was leaning with the Pittsburgh Maulers, plus 3.5. I like the Generals, but I was looking at the money line at minus 160. We always warn people, especially in this league, there are a lot of games that are decided by 1 and 2 points because of the weird extra point formats. But I liked how the Generals have started to dial it up a little bit, but I understand not wanting to lay 3.5 in this game. And it's cool that they have this game first, actually, so it sets the stage. And then they know what's going to happen going into Sunday. Their schedule is spread out perfectly here. All right, so Babano likes the Maulers plus the 3.5. Birmingham Stallions versus the Memphis Showboats. You and I have talked a lot about the Showboats this year. They've been very good to us. They hit the wall last week. And now they're in tough against Birmingham. Big game for Birmingham. You know, even though the games are in Birmingham anyways, but one thing we've seen with the Stallions, Babano, they were the best team in the league last year. They're the best team in the league this year. Yeah, they stumbled for a week or two, but they're back on track right now. And as good as Memphis are, and they were a nice bet for us along the way, Memphis are offensively challenged, Babano. I look for Birmingham to beat Memphis and end the season strong here. Birmingham minus 4, total 43.5.
They're the only team that's close to the playoff spot, but they're trying to get the home field and all that. And they're playing well. They are. There's no question. And, last week I took another chance going against them, and obviously they played extremely well. It was close for a half, and then they just pulled away against Houston. I'm not willing to go against them
Magoo's in his own battle. Alec, the quarterback, he's just dialed up.
Oh, yeah. No, and there's a great receiver they've got going who's playing extremely well for them as well. I actually like the total in this game. I think it goes over 44. 44 is a reasonable total. Memphis can be a little bit tricky to trust offensively, but I actually think the last couple of weeks we've seen some offensive spurts from them. And the one thing about Birmingham is they can give up points. They did give up points early against Houston. They were very good defensively in the second half, but, you know, Houston did move the ball last week against Birmingham in the first half. Look, Birmingham's going to score, I think, 28-30. The question is, are you going to get, 17 points out of Memphis to get this over the total? I think you can. 44 is reasonable. I won't be on a side. I'll probably look over 44 in that game, though.
I could live with that. As you stated, 28-17 wouldn't surprise me. Either Memphis scored a little bit more, or like you said, hey, 24-21 gets you there. But, Birmingham have started to really get into a groove again. Magoo, we've talked about it with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible. He's definitely going to get an invite here, back to the NFL. He's been in the NFL before, but he's just shown his experience. He's shown that he can make something happen when the play breaks down. He reacts fast. These leagues are a very good test of that. You're not playing. You're playing with different guys. Bullets are moving fast in these leagues. And he's definitely head and shoulders above everybody. So as we stated, I would expect Mr. Magoo to be getting a call when the season is done here. So Birmingham lays 4, total 43.5. All right, Sunday, New Orleans Breakers. They're laying 4 to the Houston Gamblers here, Babano. Our total's 44.5. What do you like? What do you think about this one?
I think we're souring on Houston a lot for just having one bad game against what we think is the best team in the league, Birmingham.
I would agree.
Week. Do we really?
I think it's a bounce back for Houston here.
Yeah, I do. New Orleans, what can you say last week? It was dominance over Memphis, just destroyed them start to finish. There was that crazy delay, and they were already down big. After the delay, and it looks like kind of Memphis packed it in after that long. It was a long delay. They delayed that game like 2-3 hours for Lightning last week, and it's like Memphis figured, hey, we're down like 17 points already. Why show up?
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
The rest of the game. So take that win with a grain of salt by New Orleans. They did look good, but I think Houston's a little undervalued in this game.
It's a tough game at 4. The Breakers are a strange team. They started off really strong, then they looked terrible, and then last week they looked great again. More of a battle on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
White Sox are about to beat the Dodgers. Texas Rangers now 9-1 when Marcus Semien hits a home run. He's having a great year this year, and obviously so are the Texas Rangers. We were on the Rangers tonight, but unfortunately we're on the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. The Reds win again. Reds have been on a roll. They're taking advantage of playing against the terrible Kansas City Royals team. Everybody focuses in on how bad the Oakland Athletics are, who finally lost tonight to Tampa. But Kansas City are really falling apart. All right, Ian Cameron kicking with us. We'll get into some CFL, maybe some baseball if he likes anything. But we'll wrap things up here, Babano, with the Philadelphia Stars and the Michigan Panthers. This point spread actually baffles me a little bit. The Philadelphia Stars are plus one. As we set the stage earlier, this is a big-time game. The loser is eliminated. So Philadelphia get one. The total is 42. Philadelphia made it to the championship game last year and lost to Birmingham. They lost last week to the New Jersey Generals in a surprisingly really high-scoring track meet. What do you think of the Stars and the Panthers?
I think this game is just one team's better than the other, and I think Philadelphia is better than Michigan, quite honestly. It's a team that went to the championship game last year. Case Cookus knows a thing or two about how to move the football and put points on the board. I think he's played better and better as the season's gone on. And even last week, it was a kind of a rough start, but man, once they got it going in the second half, they were tough to stop. And look, Philadelphia's offensive line, if you remember, the first, I would say, 2 weeks to a month of the season was brutal. They couldn't protect Cookus. They were giving up way too many sacks, couldn't run the football very well. This offense has progressively gotten better, especially second half of the season, looking more like that explosive offense they were last season, the kind Bart Andrus wants on this football team. And I think they're just a lot more explosive offensively than Michigan. The Panthers are just a weird team. The hot start, then they fell just completely off in the next few weeks. Then they got a couple of wins again, and then back in the tank again, won an upset win a couple weeks ago. And then last week against Pittsburgh, who's not a great team, they were awful. Michigan in that football game. So I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in them against a team that we know is good enough to not only get to the playoffs, but, you know, maybe challenge Birmingham once again like they did last year. So at a pick 'em, it's hard for me to bet anything but Philadelphia there.
I am Rancy, Ian Cameron kicking with us, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. So, Babano, big line movement in Thursday CFL football game. The Calgary Stampeders, I saw 4.5 earlier in the week. Now I'm seeing 6.5 right now. Total 43.5. Stampeders laying 6.5 on the road in Ottawa in a league in which they actually do travel. All right, the XFL and the USFL is always, well, where are they playing? And there's no fans or there's this and that. The CFL, straight, you know, clean cut. There are fans and quite a few of them. And Rowdy, LL Cool J is actually doing the BC Lions home opener on Saturday. So Calgary Stampeders -6.5 against the Ottawa Redblacks, total 43.5. What do you think, Ian Cameron?
After what I saw, and I lost with Ottawa last week, and I just made up my mind that I'm not touching Ottawa. At least I'm not betting on Ottawa till Jeremiah Masoli is back. I can't do it with Nick Arbuckle. That was atrocious last week. Interceptions, not reading coverages. Offensive line didn't help him out either. It wasn't great pass protection for him. And I don't like this receiving core. Other than Jalen Acklin, my guy from the Ticats, who was with us a couple years ago, I think he's really good. But then you got Justin Hardy, Nate Bahar. You've got Quan Bray's capable, but he's inconsistent. He'll drop a lot of passes. And then after that, there's not a lot. And they've got Shaq Evans and Braylon Addison, two guys they brought in the offseason to be big-time receivers for the Ottawa Redblacks. They're both on the IR. So where are the weapons for the Ottawa Redblacks right now? Their running back core is decimated. Devontae Williams, supposed to be the starting running back, got injured last week. He's not playing. Milanovic Litre is out. So they're down to their second and third string running backs for this game, with Tuggle and Bennett going to share the backfield for Ottawa, with an offensive line that's shaky, with a quarterback that's mistake prone, lacking weapons at receiver. You know, where are the points going to come from here for Ottawa? Now, Calgary's defense sucked last week. I'll be honest. They didn't play well. But BC's offense, I think, is light years ahead of Ottawa's offense right now. So I think it's a bounce-back spot for Calgary, but I'm not comfortable laying 6.5 now on the road. It is Ottawa's home opener. That being said, Ottawa's only lost 12 straight home games going into this. See, everyone talks about Edmonton's futility at home. Nobody's talking about Ottawa now. They've lost 12 straight home games here at TD Place. So I think Calgary wins. It's just a lot of points now to lay. I would put them in a money line parlay potentially with a team that we'll talk about in a minute. Maybe you look at them in a first half bet, but Calgary wins. I just don't love the -6.5. Maybe you can bet the under team total on Ottawa, because I don't think Ottawa's moving the football here I think Calgary's defense is in for a bounce-back game. They didn't play great last week, but I think they'll play better here. I think the under for the game is probably a good look as well at 43.5. It's a low total, low for a reason. I think Mayer and Calgary's offense will play better. Keep in mind, no carry at running back, but Dedrick Mills is going to take over, Dedrick Mills, and he's very good. He rushed the ball well for Calgary, so he'll miss carry, but it's not like they can't run the football without him. Mills is capable. So Calgary wins, and I think it's a low-scoring game.
I think people also sort of underestimated last week. New quarterback, new era, right? He'd played before, Jake Mayer, but now it was his team. And the BC Lions are good. Like, they, the BC Lions and the Bombers, they were the two teams that both look like, it was like, damn, these guys are, like, ready to play, like, right? And everybody else was sort of, hey, slow down. It's our first game. And I think BC could have done more offensively, but they realized they didn't have to. BC had a scare in practice today, though. Oh, one of their linemen collapsed, actually. It was, like, a very scary situation. I guess he's getting better in the hospital right now, but, you know, it'll probably just motivate them.
One thing that's important to point out about that O-lineman for BC, and I read that, if you think, wow, that O-line played great last week against Calgary, and this O-lineman's collapsed, and he's not going to play probably, he actually didn't play last week against Calgary. He was already on the one-game injured list. So this is actually a guy that didn't play last week against Calgary that had that on-field collapse today.
Oh, Roberto. He nearly died today, so I don't think that's what anybody was thinking of whether he was a starter or not. like, to be honest, that crossed anyone's mind. Whether he's a starter or not is irrelevant. So as I stated, they shut their practice down today after that happened. It was like a DeMar Hamlin situation.
It's hard to practice when you see that. Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be inspired on Saturday. As we stated, they had an update a couple hours ago, and they're doing tests on him right now, but he's awake and everything's fine. You know, it's going to happen. Big dudes, hot days and stuff like that. Yep. These, you know, the practices, it catches up. That's why when people say,
galvanizes them for the next game. Yeah.
Well, when people say, well, you know, they don't practice like they used to, it's like, yeah, because dudes are bigger than they used to be, too. Right, so nowadays you're going to have dudes collapsing and stuff, and this stuff is going to happen more and more, I think. Players have never been as big as they are, but as we stated, hopefully everything is going to be all right. So CBS, of course, is the home. CBS Sports Network now does the CFL, and who's ever booking the games is actually doing a pretty good job, actually. Of deciding. They're doing like two games a week, and the other stuff is available online. But they've done a pretty good job for the most part, and I think they're going to figure things out as it goes on, what teams to keep off of TV, to be real. And the Thursday night game is not on TV, and that's probably not a bad idea, actually, because Ottawa are a train wreck, and it could be an ugly game between Calgary and Ottawa. But Friday night's game, 9 o'clock Eastern, CBS Sports Network. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, whose offense was absolutely dynamic and explosive against the Hamilton Tiger Cats in week one, take on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who beat the Edmonton Elks. Don't kid yourself, Saskatchewan aren't a very good football team. They're okay, but Edmonton are terrible. So Winnipeg roll in here, Friday night football. The place will be lit. Rough Riders home opener. CBS Sports Network in the house. Total is 47. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers lay 6.5. And we should note for everybody, these two teams do not like each other. They are real rivals. It's always a rowdy game and a fun drunk time when they play against each other. Think like a crazy college football rivalry. The fans really get lit up in both cities. Who do you like, Babano? Bombers 6.5 and the total 47.
Well, this line moved up, and I still think you can bet it at the current number, but I laid 4 with Winnipeg when this thing opened. I think I said, this line's got to go up. It has to. With Saskatchewan's short week, you know, after playing Sunday night against Edmonton, they go from Sunday to Friday. I don't think they were that impressive, quite honestly, against Edmonton. Edmonton, you know, beat themselves as much as Saskatchewan beat them. in that game. Trevor Harris's status is up in the air. He's questionable for this game because of that shot he took at the end of the game on Sunday night. So he didn't practice today, so it could be Mason Fine. He would be the next guy up for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders if Trevor Harris doesn't go. You know, the defense played well. But the offense is still a work in progress. The O-line still looked shaky. And when you're going up against a Winnipeg team that for years they've had Jackson Jeffcoat and Willie Jefferson, tough matchup. Winnipeg rolled them in Saskatchewan before. I could see Winnipeg winning by a touchdown here.
The Winnipeg Blue Ball.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Bombers will definitely be good and solid parlay material. More with Ian Cameron on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
We keep telling Marge she's wrong. The XFL is back, but there were reports that they lost $60 million coming back this year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for each team to be losing in the league, to be down after 1 year. But they are in for the long haul, and they have projected revenues of $100 million lined up for next year. Reportedly, I wouldn't doubt The Rock. We wish them the best. So we support the XFL, the USFL, and of course we've been longtime CFL football fans. So Ian Cameron, as well as kicking with us, talking about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. That Bomber offense was super explosive last week out of the gate. Zach Collaros, you know, in the past years the Bombers have been good, but they've been built on defense. They're going to be a scary team if they're putting up that many points. And although nice comeback in the second half by Hamilton. Total 47 here. Like you said, I could see this game kind of getting into a blowout here. Let's not confuse Saskatchewan. Give them credit. They found a way to win. And, you know, they found a way to win a football game against a team that they could beat. This is going to be a lot tougher. Plus, they don't like each other. So it's not like Winnipeg's going to be taking it easy on them or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if the team goes into Ottawa or something, they got nothing against the Red Blacks. But they don't like the Rough. Like, they will run the score up on them, to be honest. There's no way in hell I would take the points, and I do like them in moneyline parlays. That Calgary-Winnipeg, if you just want to go Calgary-Winnipeg, I don't think it's a bad play, Babano.
Yeah, and you look at the recent head-to-head meetings. I mean, Winnipeg's had no problem winning in Saskatchewan. This mystique that this is some tough home field at Mosaic Stadium for Saskatchewan, not lately. Not as we've seen them play, not nearly as good. You know, Winnipeg beat them 20-13
they don't even
here. Yeah, and apparently this could be the lowest home opener attendance for a Saskatchewan game in decades, is what I'm seeing on Twitter. There's a real good Twitter account that monitors attendance figures in the CFL, and they said this could fall way short of a typical home opener attendance for Saskatchewan because of the skepticism. You know, all of a sudden, that was a bad year for them last year. 20-13, 23-8, 54-20, 31-30. I mean, there's been some blowouts lately with Winnipeg over Saskatchewan. They had a couple of close games, but that was in Winnipeg. I like Winnipeg here, and I still think as long as it doesn't hit a touchdown, you can lay the points with them. The total could go either way. But I will note this, if you believe in trends as far as the total in this game, you don't want the over. The under is 11-1. 11-1 in the last 12 meetings with Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, including six straight unders here in Saskatchewan. So that would have me leaning that way at least.
Yeah, and, you know, I would have my reservations about how many points Saskatchewan's going to score. I mean, 31-13 or something like that wouldn't surprise me. So as we stated, this game is available. It's on TV, CBS Sports Network at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Saturday night, 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock Eastern, we've got the Edmonton Elks and the BC Lions. The BC Lions look crisp. Vernon Adams looked great in the first game against the Calgary Stampeders. They didn't miss a beat from last year, really, and they're just such a well-coached football team. There's some coaching instability in leagues like this, but the BC Lions have a great coach, and in fact, if I was like another team, like if I was a college team, I would go after Coach Campbell, but you know, he gets paid well with the BC Lions. He's doing a great job. And they're really just a strong team on both sides of the football right now. I think them and Winnipeg are the class of the CFL. We'll see about the Argos and what they bring this year. It's 7 points. It keeps going up, Abano. If you remember last year, BC got trendy pretty quickly. And BC, for whatever reason, are kind of that trendy team with people that have started watching the CFL. Because Nate Rourke was so good, they put up a lot of points. They're on TV a lot, and I think they're smart to put them on TV again this week. And I think, like I said, you got LL Cool J doing the game. The stadium's going to be packed. There's a big vibe around the BC Lions. It's pretty good right now. And they're probably going to kill Edmonton here, bro. Edmonton are getting 7 right now, but Bano, the total's 46.5.
To me, I'm a little bit torn on the side because I remember, just because of the fact that I remember taking BC in, at home against Edmonton last year. And look, last year, it was just an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, it was 59-3 or something, whatever the hell it was.
Both
in the season
in
opener.
59-15 in the season opener at home, and I was laying like 3.5 with BC there. And then in the second game in BC, it was 46-14. In favor of BC over Edmonton. It was almost as bad. And then in Edmonton, in October, BC beat them 31-14. I mean, three utter blowouts, 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread.
Like, it'll be more 31-14-ish. I don't think it'll be 59-15 again or anything like that, but I think they'll win. They can win by double digits. They'll win by double digits.
I hope it's more like 46-14 because I definitely don't want Edmonton, but I will say long-term, under Chris Jones last year, Edmonton as a road dog was pretty good, except when they played BC. BC was that one team where when they were road underdogs, they didn't do well. Against a lot of other teams, they did perform well as a sizable road underdog, but they couldn't match up with BC. They couldn't stop BC, and there's still holes on this Edmonton defense. For all this defensive mastermind that is Chris Jones, you know, there were a lot of holes in that secondary last week against Saskatchewan. They're very fortunate Trevor Harris missed on some passes. Their run defense wasn't great. Their special teams coverage wasn't great. You know, there's a lot of things that have to improve, and their offense was not good. You know, Cornelius struggled. The O-line didn't help him out very much. Pass protection was bad. You know, Pro Football Focus, great handy website with stats and analytics for football. They're doing stuff for the CFL now. Guess who they graded the top offensive line in week one? The BC Lions. That's the BC Lions, and it's rightfully so. You mean dropbacks, you know, hurries, sacks, very little allowed by this BC offensive line last week against the Calgary Stampeders. They kept a clean pocket most of that game for Vernon Adams Jr., and it was fun to watch. I think BC does win this game. It's a question if they cover, but I certainly can't trust Edmonton with knowing how poorly they matched up last year against BC. I'll probably put BC maybe in a parlay or two, but I like the over here. Look, I know I talked about a low-scoring game, Gabe, with Calgary-Ottawa. I also think maybe Winnipeg-Saskatchewan could stay under, and I know we saw 3 of the 4 week one games go under, but not every game is going to go under in this league. I think this is one game where you will see points. I think Edmonton, based on what I've seen, the focus is getting the offense going. I think for Cornelius, it's important he plays better because they do have Trey Ford. They do have, you know, Kyle Oxley, some other options they could go to at quarterback if he struggles for another week or two. So I think they'll play a little bit better on offense this week, Edmonton. But I also think BC's offense will move the ball extremely well. They put up big points at home. They put up 46-59 in the two home games last year against Edmonton. And last year, Gabe, you look down the stretch at home at BC Play Stadium. They scored 30 in the playoff game against Calgary. They scored 40 in a game against Montreal. This is a team that put up a lot of points at home, 40 against a good Winnipeg team, 34 against Ottawa. I mean, BC was regularly scoring at least 31 points at home last year. So if they do that here, I just need 14-17 from Edmonton, and I've got an over here. So over 46 for me is the bet.
They're a team that, like I said, they got they weren't very good for a few years, so they're starting to get fans back. They have an owner that's spending money on players, and it's very enthusiastic, and he's hiring big bands, like I said, LL Cool J, and every game they sort of make it a big party and an event. But they kind of get as well that, you know what? People like when we blow teams out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Amar Domon's doing a great job.
They realize, it's like, you know what? We win when we win, and we kill teams, and people win their bets, and everyone's happy. They come back, right? And they seem to be very aggressive at home. Like, on the road, they'll get up, and they'll be like, all right, we're good, and we're going to win the game. At home, they just air it out, and they get super aggressive, and they try to put up as many points as they can. So I can't disagree with that. And look at this. Here's a three-legger, guys. So you have to wait Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But Calgary Stampeders to win, as we were all agreeing with, on Thursday night football tomorrow night. Winnipeg to win on Friday night. And then BC to win. So this is just money line. Three-team parlay, plus 158. It's not bad. You're getting some nice payback there at plus 158 with three teams that are all 6.5 or 7 point favorites right now. And then that last game of the week, Babano, I did not add into the parlay because it's the trickiest game of the week. And you could argue the best game of the week in that it's the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Toronto Argonauts, one of the oldest rivalries in like pro sports in the world type of deal. We go old school here. The Toronto Argonauts are the defending Grey Cup champions. Chad Kelly, former Ole Miss quarterback, Jim Kelly's nephew, takes over as the starting quarterback for the Argos. You got Bo Levi Mitchell, and your Ticat offense came on in the second half last week. What do you think of this game? Sunday night football, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 46.5 is the total. The Ticats are now -1.5.
Yeah, I mean, for Hamilton, it was a brutal first half. They didn't move the football on offense at all. They couldn't run the ball much. There was some miscommunication. I knew that was going to happen at some point. You are as good as Bo Levi Mitchell can be. He's in a new system with new teammates and new receivers. It clearly was a work in progress throughout that game. But what I like about Hamilton is that even though it was an awful first half, they're down 28-4. They probably know it's slim to none the chances of coming back. They didn't mail it in. And that's a credit to the coaching staff for, you know, making sure that they brought a strong effort, even down big. You know, they didn't just say, oh, let's move on to Toronto. No, they played strong in the second half. The offense started to move it. They got a couple of turnovers forced by the defense, a big special teams play as well. And they got that within 7 points at one point in the fourth quarter. And then it was just too much of a deficit. Winnipeg got it back to a double-digit lead. But I admire that Hamilton didn't. As frustrating as that was for me to watch that, they didn't quit for four quarters. They played good in the second half. They did get better. You saw improvement. Yeah, for as bad as the first half was. And they do have a game under their belt, and Toronto doesn't. You know, is that an advantage here for Hamilton? We'll have to wait and see. I'll tell you what, I'm surprised Hamilton's taking this money. I am. You know, I'm at the point now where, you know, pump the brakes a little bit, even as I'm a Ticat fan, that, you know, hold on now. I know Toronto was 2.5-point favorites, and now Hamilton's favored on the road. And I know there'll be a ton of Ticat fans there. You know, there'll be as many, if not more, Ticat fans in Toronto as usual. But, I mean, laying points on the road now with them, this is the Grey Cup champs. Chad Kelly played well coming in for an injured Bethel Thompson. Is he ready to be the starter? They do have a very good defense. Yet, Hamilton-Toronto games have had an odd, bizarre track record of going over the total, and I can't explain it. Every recent Hamilton-Toronto game, with the exception of one game, the one game that stayed under Jamie Newman was our quarterback last September. He's not even with the team anymore, and he wasn't very good in that game either. It's the only Hamilton-Toronto game in recent memory that stayed under. I think it's been 4 or 5 straight overs other than that. So I think if you're betting historical trends, and I think Hamilton's offense will be a little crisper from the start this week after having a game under their belt. I think Bo will be sharp. I think they'll score a few points. Toronto, I think they've got potential offensively with Chad Kelly, the receiving core with Curly Gittens and company. They got some weapons as well. And like I say, we've got a series history, Ticats Argos, of games going over the total. And it's not like we're asking a lot of points here, 46. So I like the over here. I liked Hamilton initially, but it moved quite a bit. And I think the value, believe it or not, I hate to say it, is probably Toronto is the current number.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Great stuff, Babano. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
All right, Gabe, great to be with you. We'll talk on the weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Camera for kicking with us. The late night anger match for class continues. Josh Emmett will step up and then we'll talk UFC on ABC 5, Jacksonville, Florida, June the 24th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I'm getting worse with dates recently. I'm very good with time. I know what time it is. Like, I don't need a clock or anything like that. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I cannot look at a clock for like a couple hours or something. And like, if I thought, all right, what time is it? I swear I'm like within a minute type of thing. Very good with time. Bad with dates. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, if you ask me, I'm like, I don't really ever really know the dates. I only really know dates because of sports events. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, the Super Bowl's on the 3rd, so that means that's that. Like, right? I don't know. I sort of live in the now right now. I don't really think about the dates too much. But speaking of the now, we do know that it's the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. We get a little couple of extra hours on the West Coast to get the plays in, actually. So it's 8:13 West Coast time, Pacific, 11:13 Eastern start time. So a little bit later, it goes on through the day for people on the East Coast. They like it, sort of prime time golf. And this tournament's going to be an interesting one. I'm not going to go crazy. We had Babano on, and we had the Rage Arena Cam Stewart on. They just gave us like 212 picks. I've got like four or five, six guys, whatnot. We'll recap them, but you know, how do you not take Brooks Koepka? Right, I don't care what tour this guy's on. This guy's a killer. He's trying to get to double digits. I believe he can. He said he thinks he can get to double-digit majors in his career. And it doesn't sound crazy at all, really, because he's 33 and he's got five. So when, you know, a lot of people in the golf world rolled their eyes at it, and or I saw Kornheiser saying, oh, he'll never do it. He'll get to seven maybe. But if you look at the history of golf, you know, it's very, you know, people haven't done it. But why? There's no reason why he won't. I think he can win this week. We'll break it down and more on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Vet your rage. Bring it.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.